News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Minister for Finance, Public Expenditure and Reform, Pascal Donoghue, you have €4 billion to spend. How are you going to spend it?
We are going to be setting up four new funds, the objective of which will be to deliver better cities, better rural towns and communities, to fund new technology, and to look at how we can combat climate change and respond back to the huge challenge that it poses for us. We will be funding it on the basis of the quality of applications that local authorities and that universities create and put into government to access this funding.
This is part of Ireland, Project Ireland 2040. I'm just looking at the breakdown of the funding. €2 billion for urban regeneration, €1 billion for the Rural Development Fund, €500 million Climate Action, and €500 million Disruptive Technologies Fund. Can I put it to you that Project Ireland was meant to be, that the main focus was about to be building up our cities in particular? I know there was obviously other parts to it, but a 2-to-1 breakdown, cities versus rural development, that doesn't sound like you're actually backing that up with money.
Well, the context to this, though, is that it's a longer term plan of €116 billion, which delivers the resources to make our new planning framework come alive. So the direct answer to your question about how we're looking to deliver this is we have a 10-year plan and we're looking to integrate how we spend taxpayers' money into better planning. The total amount of investment over a decade, and we've never planned this long in advance since the crisis, is €116 billion. And then out of that, I want to change how we allocate funding to delivering new projects. What we've done in the past, Shane, is we've allocated money to government departments or to local authorities or to universities on the basis of what they got in the past. I think we need to change it. So I'm changing it with these four new funds that are €4 billion in total. And when this works, as I expect it to, I will then be changing more and more how we allocate capital funding.
Okay, for people listening today who are in rural Ireland or in urban Ireland, what kind of difference will this money make? Just give us an examples of how you're going to spend this money.
So if you're living in urban Ireland, if you're living in one of our five larger cities, if there's a major urban regeneration project in your city centre, which a local authority or the private sector on its own cannot fund, this fund is a way in which we will look to make that happen. So if you're looking at development opportunities in Waterford and Cork and Limerick or Galway or Dublin, that's how we'll make a difference. For our rural communities, if you're living in a town with approximately 10,000 people living within it, and there's opportunities in your town to make our planning framework come alive and make it a reality, Michael Ring will be overseeing this fund, and your local authority will be able to apply for funding to support your town.
Okay, the €500 million on climate action, do we know at this stage how that money will be spent?
We will be relying on the quality of applications that comes in from our universities, from businesses. But for me, it will be what we can do in terms of agri-food, what we can do in terms of sustainable transport, what we can do to come up with new forms of technology to help us deal with the profound change of decarbonising our economy. They're the objectives that we have for us, and Dennis Nocton and his department will oversee that fund.
Disruptive Technologies Fund, what does that mean, Minister?
Artificial intelligence, all the new forms of technology that are underway, for example, in terms of machine learning, in terms of distributed manufacturing, 3D printing. Ireland, 40 years ago, made very long-term bets on particular high-tech sectors, such as semiconductors, such what was going to happen with financial services. There are new technologies which in 40 years' time will have the scale that those industries have now. But if we're going to come up with a way of Ireland benefiting from that, we have to completely change how we allocate funding to our universities and to the private sector.
Okay.
So on a competitive basis, we will be asking stakeholders to apply for funding, which the state would look at matching or contributing.
Okay, we have seen in the past governments using taxpayers' money to have these big plans and so on, which coincidentally or otherwise have been quite useful in terms of the political fortunes of that government. How can we be confident that this won't be used in such a manner, that this will be non-political and it won't be used to, I suppose, boost the government's re-election prospects?
So in two different ways. The first one is how we've used capital funding over the last year has been to deliver projects that make a difference, like Lewis Cross City, a new emergency department in Limerick Hospital, for example. In terms of these funds and how they will work, we will have a panel that will be set up to oversee each fund that will consist of civil servants and then a number of independent outside experts. They will evaluate and mark applications that come in, and on the basis of that, make recommendations to the minister. And all of this then has to be subject to the public spending code. So okay, they're the two balances that we have in place to ensure the funding is used in an appropriate way, which I believe it will be.
Okay, just before you go, Minister, you're obviously, I know it's a long way to go to October, but you're preparing for the October budget. How worried are you about developments in Italy, and how is that, I suppose, coming into your thinking? Because there is the possibility, it is only a possibility, but it is a possibility nonetheless, of a Eurozone crisis coming down the track. Is that influencing your thinking for the budget?
Well, it is. I'm monitoring it at the moment because obviously there are decisions that the Italian people need to make. And I'm engaging with fellow ministers within the Eurozone on the matter. In terms of the impact that will have on the budget or could have on the budget, we will deal with that later on in the year when we see if this is going to have any impact on the growth of our economy across the coming years. What I would say, though, is if you look at where we are in terms of how we manage financial markets, the best way to reduce the effect of a Eurozone difficulty on a country is not to need to borrow. And at the moment, our deficits, our books are broadly balanced. We borrow roughly 0.2% of the value of everything we make and sell in our country. And I want to improve that position again next year. If you look at our interest rates and our debts, they're now at around 2.4 to 2.7% for the next number of years. So there's never any reason to be complacent, but due to all of the decisions and hard work and sacrifice of the Irish people for a number of years, our national finances are far better placed than they were in the past with this kind of risk.
I do note, and just briefly, Minister, I saw a figure at the weekend, gross government expenditure 7% up from April to April. That seems like a huge increase in spending at a time that the economy is booming. It's hardly counter-cyclical.
And a factor in that is that we have made some changes, for example, in the Department of Social Protection, where we've put in place changes for people with the €5 increase in payments for them that happened there in March.
I know each one can be individually justified, Minister, but it's still a big spending increase.
But across the year, I am very confident that the deficit targets that I have set for our economy will be met. I expect unemployment to fall even further later on in the year. So I don't think we're quite at the point yet where we have an economy that's at maximum capacity.
Okay.
And the deficit targets that we have, we will meet. Okay. Any additional expenditure that we are doing beyond what the economy can afford, I've paid for in tax changes elsewhere, Shane.
All right. Minister for Finance, Public Expenditure Reform, Pascal Donoghue, thanks indeed for joining us.